summer, I did the Minority Executive Training Program at Yale. You guys, I'm like really smart now. You don't even know. You could ask me, Kelly, what's the biggest company in the world? And I'd be like, blah, 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 giving you the exact right answer.
And that's Mindy Kaling in a scene from The Office, her first TV role. Since then, Kaling has become a one-woman empire. She acts, writes, directs, and produces TV and film, and she's written two best-selling memoirs. So is it any surprise that Mindy Kaling has now moved into publishing? She's teamed up with Amazon to create her own imprint. Mindy's Book Studio will publish books that Kaling selects. She'll also have the option to adapt those books into feature films. So it's a pretty exciting time for Mindy Kaling, who joins me now. And we should start by mentioning that Amazon is among NPR's financial supporters and also distributes some NPR content. But Mindy, I wanted to start by asking, you know, many celebrities create these celebrity book clubs. Why did you decide to create a book imprint?
Well, I think that throughout my career, I've been labeled as sort of unusual and an outlier for someone from my background. And what I'm finding more and more is that I'm not that unusual. And there's tons of women of color who are interested in comedy and write these incredibly funny books. And I just want to help people get to see them.
The press release for the project says you will be looking for books from emerging and established diverse voices. You know, it's not always easy to find those voices. Oftentimes, those people are the kind who don't have access to an agent, perhaps, or aren't fully aware of how to create a standard book proposal. How are you going to find them?
We're accessible. It's not like when I was growing up and, you know, in the 90s, just dreaming about having these connections to people in TV and film, and it just everything seems so impenetrable. I think that's what's really important about Amazon is finding people by not going through traditional routes. And certainly that's true of our company. And yeah, you know, it's like if you have access to social media, then you have access to me and my company.
What kind of books are you looking for? Are they going to have to be books that you enjoy reading?
Yes, but the good news about me is that I truly, like, so as a child who grew up very nerdy, books were my only friends. And so when I was growing up, I read everything. And obviously, like, romantic comedy is something that I've worked a lot in TV and coming of age stories. But I was not a snob. I wasn't picky at all. Like, I would read Sphere by Michael Crichton, and I would absolutely love a thriller like that. But I'd also read Blood Meridian and be like, am I even supposed to be reading this? Cormac McCarthy is a genius. So I just like read everything. And I was that girl that was in love with Jane Eyre. And as I got older and Bridget Jones' Diary came out, I love that. The thing that all these books have in common is juicy incident, whether it's romantic or frankly violent or revenge. Like, I love characters that want big things and are not subtle. And I think those are the kind of things that I'm interested in. And we haven't really been able to see that from, you know, more diverse voices. So if I can help do that, I'd love to do that.
We also understand that you're going to have the first option for turning these books into films. Does that mean you'll have a bias for the books that could become films?
Well, I think it's no surprise that I tend to like books that have a cinematic feel to them. Mm-hmm. Because of my imagination. And I think a lot of readers feel that way too. So yeah, I think so. I think that, but you know, storytelling is so imaginative these days and the way that films are told that I think that there's a lot of books that you wouldn't necessarily think would make a great movie that can now. To me, being able to work with a writer and a screenwriter to help it, like, make that vision become a reality would be really fun. Cause that's, you know, where I feel like my talent lies.
So your big break came in 2004. You were hired to write for The Office, and you were the only woman on staff at the time. Has it gotten easier for women since you got that job?
I definitely think that the enormous amount of scrutiny, particularly in the past 5 years, on the way that your, you know, writing staff looks, has made it that I don't know if it's gotten easier, but it is definitely created more opportunity. There's still tokenism. There's still all of that going on. But I do feel like there is a real sincere interest in employees and writers and showrunners to find new voices now, which is really wonderful.
It is a unique challenge to write a book, and you've written best-selling memoirs, as we mentioned. What did you learn while you were trying to write a memoir about the book business, about what it means to turn in a manuscript?
Well, it's, you know, I absolutely loved writing. It's such a solitary, my job is very social. Like, I go to a set, there's 150 people there, and I'm chatty and a people pleaser. So I'm just always around people, but there's something kind of solitary, and I don't get to reflect a lot. So for me, and sometimes that makes me uncomfortable. It's not necessarily the most comfortable position to think back on my life. And so I really appreciated that about the book. Like, I don't go to a therapist. I have, you know, under 5 friends. So for me, being able to write a memoir and reflect on my life through my own voice in a comedic way is cathartic, you know? So I love that. It also, you know, I've been living at home with 2 small children for almost 3 years. And so it's a great way to be like, mom's working and I can close the door and have, you know, some time for myself.
You're also publishing a novel, I understand, with Amazon next year. Is that a different challenge for you than writing the memoirs?
Oh, absolutely. It really is. And I, you know, narrowing my interest down has been very hard because I, as you know from this interview anyway, I love thrillers. And frankly, I want the protagonist in the book to be a woman of color. And there is just so much to explore because there's been so, you know, there hasn't been, I don't know. Yeah. So it's narrowing it down has been challenging, but I think I have an idea that I'm really excited about.
Can you tell us anything about it?
I can't.
So this is not related to your imprint, but it's pure curiosity. And we're just wondering, when people see you like on the street in real life, what are you most recognized for? I mean, I would assume the Mindy Project, but maybe something else?
You know, sometimes it depends. If it's a woman or especially if it's a woman of color, like I was in Harlem probably 3 years ago walking out of Red Rooster and I saw 2 nurses and there were 2 women of color and they're like, Mindy from the Mindy Project. If it's a teenage boy, it's The Office. They're like, Kelly from The Office. And sometimes if it's like an older kind of like erudite looking person, it'll be from like a New Yorker story that I wrote. So that's kind of, those are the main things.
So as you go into this imprint, what are you most concerned about? Which part are you, I guess, putting the most effort in because you're worried about how it may go wrong or making sure it goes right? What's the part of this endeavor that's sticking in your mind?
I want to make sure that I can give enough momentum to these talented writers and really showcase the books positively. Like, I think of a big part of my job with the imprint is marketing these writers, you know, and explaining through my own voice why their books are incredible and why they're worth reading and the hope that I have the reach. I have so many friends like between Oprah and Reese who are doing this and it helps the writers so much. And I want to be able to do that, but with this specific group of people that I'm looking for, and I just don't want to let them down. So that's the biggest thing is that I hope I have the reach that can help them and, you know, help their careers.
So I would be remiss after talking for all this time about your new publishing imprint if I didn't ask you for a book recommendation. What should I read next?
A book that I absolutely love that is coming out this year is a book called Kismet by Amina Akhtar. She's this incredible writer. She writes very witty, funny thrillers. And if you like Big Little Lies, 9 Perfect Strangers, you will love this. You know, she writes about New Yorkers in a really funny way. And I'm really excited about that book.
Comedian, actor, writer, director, producer, and now publisher, Mindy Kaling. Her latest project is the publishing imprint, Mindy's Book Studio with Amazon Publishing. Mindy Kaling, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Celeste.